For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend we have the time change going 1 hour back. How does the changing of the clocks affect the body, especially when it comes to sleep patterns?
Any abrupt change to the schedule or our routine really does impact our circadian rhythm abruptly. And we know that there's a lot of evidence that it can cause significant impact on day-to-day functioning for at least a week in most people who don't prepare for it. We see things like an increase in heart attacks, some rates of depression, some issues obviously with school functioning, which is why for decades sleep doctors have been advocating against the abrupt change in our clocks in most of North America and the United States.
Dr. Hassinger, how does someone prepare then for the time change, whether it's falling back or... The time change, albeit falling back this case or springing forward come March?
That's a really good question. I think we can actually make the change easier on ourselves and our children if we try to slowly adjust the few days ahead of time when we fall asleep by about 15 minutes per day. If we actually slowly change when we fall asleep and when we wake up more gradually, it makes it easier for us to function on Sunday and Monday with the new time.
And as we fall back, we have the change to winter and fewer hours of sunlight. How much of that plays a role in seasonal affective disorder coming into play as we get closer to the winter months?
Probably one of the major contributors. You know, light exposure, especially light hitting the back of our eyes, sunshine specifically, is extremely important signal to our brains that regulates our circadian rhythm. And when we don't have an adequate amount of sunshine or the right time for sunshine to hit our eyes, we have a lot of issues with regulating that circadian rhythm. And our circadian rhythm actually doesn't just control when we sleep, it also controls our entire body function. So when we want to eat, when we're alert, when we need to go to the bathroom, almost every part of our body is regulated by that rhythm. So when we don't have an adequate anchor to the daytime schedule by sunlight, we have a lot of issues with functions in terms of melatonin production, as well as that healthy up and down of our circadian pattern. So that can cause a lot of issues. It can actually cause someone to want to eat high calorie, high fat food. It can make us feel lethargic and not want to be active. It can actually make it longer for our brain to process certain things. And in places like Buffalo, where we have months without enough sunshine, even let alone the day, but just cloudy skies, it can definitely lead to dysthymia or a slight depression. So seasonal affective disorder is a very real problem that happens directly related to sunshine exposure, especially in places like Buffalo, New York. And it has to be something that we talk about and that we recognize. And there are ways to treat it. You can actually buy happy lights or light boxes that replace the sunshine that we're not getting pretty much in Buffalo from October through, it feels like, May some years.
So you've mentioned the happy boxes to help prepare. How else can you prepare for the lack of sunlight, if you will, or lesser sunlight during the day naturally to avoid the seasonal affective disorders?
Yeah, you have to make a concerted effort to really keep your schedule consistent. You know, try to go to bed and wake up at the same time on weekends and weekdays to get the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep for adults and anywhere between 8 and 14 hours of sleep per day for children. And then you really do have to be active, you know, just getting outside, walking around, using a standing desk. Physical activity is one of the better ways to combat the natural tendency we all have in the winter to gain what I call my playoff weight when the Bills are making a run for the Super Bowl, as well as just the natural tendency to feel more sluggish and lethargic in the winter.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, We'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.